Now, best as I can understand, this whole thing started with a married man called Neil, who was a fan of Doctor Who. Deep down in his brain somewhere, he came up with a plan to share some early episodes with his wife named Sue. Well, the blog started off as kind of a joke, but it got a lot of laughs from a lot of folks, so the two of them decided to watch straight through. They'd suffer some recon starting out, but once they got all the way past Trout to Pertwee, it'd be in color too. Well, some of them early ones were rough, and sitting through them got mighty tough. It sure did help when Hartnell got a new face. After that, we knew she'd seen the worst, and we cheered when she gave out her very first 10 out of 10 to good old Spearhead from Space. Sue didn't cotton to John's sexist ways, but the Baker years picked up high praise with a perfect score for the dang old Seeds of Doom. Sure, some of us couldn't catch our breath when she didn't like the robot's death, but City of Death really brightened up the room. Well, the 80s came round and we learned she cared a lot about the color of Pete's underwear, but even still, she dealt two pairs of nines. Near as I can tell, it was probably the night of the twin dilemma that they started to fight when Sue said, "Look, it's badly directed, it's badly acted, it's badly designed, it's badly lit, it's badly directed. Have I said that already? And the music is crap. Apart from that, it's fine." Well, Neil ducked as the cushions flew faster, Sue screaming at him, "Is it the master?" Quipping and a heckling and a joking just as hard as she could. A right and a left and down Neil fell. Sue was winning, she was keeping him held, beating him down with a block of well-carpentered wood. Harry and Mel and Pip and Jane Baker, Sue didn't like them and Neil couldn't make her. The first minus one was a bad sign for Sly McCoy. But she had to admit she really couldn't bitch when Ben Aaronovich or Aaronovich scored a big nine with one of them plasma ball toys. Sue said, "Neil, this blog's been hard, and I never did think we would get this far. Many's the time I thought you'd holler, whoa." Well, Gary and Nickel couldn't stick around. They'd see one episode and scatter to town. "But I'm finally starting to see why you like this show." She said, "I'm ready. Bring it on, Ghost Light. The curse of Fenric won't give me a fright. Survival in the TV movie sound like fun. And even though it's an aesthetic crime, we might as well sit through dimensions in time. And then, with Chris Eccleston." Neil got all choked up and he dropped the remote. His heart felt so light it started to float. And he said with a grin on his face, "I love you, Sue." Well, the blog's almost done, and after that, the next time on the couch they're sat, they might just curl up next to each other and watch Blake Seven or The Prisoner. Anything but Doctor Who, they'll never watch that show again.